the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
We ask this each and every year when it comes time for Thanksgiving.
Turkey for me.
Oh, there
turkey
it is.
Turkey for you.
I only need to hear it once a year.
Let's
this is it.
Eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable.
How are you going to ruin Thanksgiving?
Turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey dinner.
This one's very simple. I'm going to ruin my family's Thanksgiving by having to eat and run so I can sleep for work at midnight on Friday.
Well, that's
that
not
shouldn't
ruin it.
Anyone's Thanksgiving.
No,
some families get all butthurt about
ruin
that stuff.
Ruin your
though.
Thanksgiving. Yeah, we want real.
Okay, this is more.
I'm going to ruin it.
This is a more bold attempt. Going to ruin Thanksgiving from Birmingham by having a threesome with my half sister and her ex.
Yes.
We'll see if I can slip the turkey in there too.
Wait, is that the guy from yesterday?
It's got to be.
Well, that guy was from Tennessee, though. So
I think that person's joking at his expense.
This one, I'm planning on ruining Thanksgiving by cracking open the pickle juice and Jameson as soon as I sit down for dinner. Is that a combination people make?
Pickle juice and Jameson? I did not know that.
Jameson's an Irish whiskey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know what that would be like. It sounds raunchy.
I mean, other people must do that. I typed in pickle juice and... And it comes up with results of vodka and cramps and whiskey and tequila and weight loss.
Wow.
Tequila makes sense. Vodka makes sense. But the whiskey does not to me.
Yeah.
Even so, I mean, I love pickles. But God, the idea of like a pickle juice drink seems gross to me.
Oh, I like that idea.
Free beer, hot wings, Joe, Steve. Kelly is off today. Didn't feel well. Rachel, behind the glass. All right, this person. I'm going to ruin, they write in air quotes, or in quotes, I add the air quotes now, Thanksgiving yet again this year by respectfully letting my family know that I'm skipping the turkey on the table because I just don't like the taste of turkey. I just don't like it. Okay. And then watch my mother-in-law throw an absolute fit about how I never like anything she cooks.
Oh, boy.
She's
a pain in the ass.
Holiday traditions. Am I right? That is a drag.
Yeah, she gets offended because you just don't want turkey?
Yeah, and I mean, if you didn't like it last year, or the year before that, or the year before that, you're probably not going to start liking it. So why is she acting surprised?
Yeah, it's weird that somebody couldn't accept somebody just going, yeah, I just don't like the taste of turkey. It's not your turkey. Mm-hmm. It's all turkey.
Yeah.
I don't like turkey.
Although right back, do you not like anything she makes? Because maybe she's right.
I mean, yeah. maybe she is a terrible cook.
No, I'm not saying he's a butt. I'm saying, yeah.
Jay in Wichita Falls. I ruined Thanksgiving by being the subject of my girlfriend's dream last night, where I said I'm leaving her for a Kardashian. I guess I'm going to say sorry with a chocolate cake. Uh-huh. That sucks.
No, you don't need to give anyone a cake.
No, that's always such a, I mean, it's a funny and also maddening when somebody's mad at you because they had a bad dream.
That has never been the case for me.
Like, I can see where people would say, hey, I have a sour taste in my mouth right now, and I know it's irrational, but I just needed to say it out loud. Like, that's the end of it. Mm-hmm. You can't actually be mad for a dream.
You should not be.
No.
I'm going to ruin Thanksgiving when I confront my husband about my suspicions that he is cheating on me.
There we go. Let's see the setting,
though. When I ask his mom, whom he says he goes to see every night, how often he really sees her. Oh!
Oh, he's saying he's with his mom? That's so easy, yeah. You idiot.
That's really easy. But
disturbing if that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But even more disturbing if he's going to see mom every night. I'd almost rather someone cheat than be a weirdo.
Maybe she needs a little help. Or maybe she's in on it.
Maybe he's cheating on her with his mom.
Oh, could be. Oh,
wow.
Oedipus stuff.
Listen to this one.
It happened.
Yeah.
This is really something. So my dad's wife is a huge narcissist. So she's going to ruin Thanksgiving. When there is anything that takes away attention from her, she becomes irate. This obviously makes holidays with multiple families tough. I am so fed up with her blank that this might be the year I finally go off on her over dinner.
Sweet.
I'm probably going to.
Oh, my gosh.
So listen to what, like, the last straw this year was for this person who's been dealing with that narcissist for a long time.
Okay.
This year, we had a huge family emergency where someone in our family was kidnapped.
Whoa.
The kidnapped was returned safe and unharmed. But the kidnapper also took an unrelated teenage girl whom he groomed, kidnapped, and did bad things to during the ordeal.
Jesus.
After the rescue, my dad's wife started posting derogatory things about the kidnapped teen, trying to place blame for the whole ordeal on her, that she was involved and shouldn't be receiving any support.
Why?
I know the truth. She's mad because the teenager took away attention from her and her family. If she brings up this abused teen over dinner, I am going to lose my mind. It's so inappropriate to speak about her that way, and I am bubbling under with furious anger.
Oh, dude, that's insanity.
That's insanity to speak out against or to criticize a victim of kidnapping online.
That's crazy.
Apparently, Pickle Juice and Jameson is known as a pickleback. Did you say that earlier?
No.
I've heard of a pickleback. I didn't know that.
Apparently, in lots of areas.
A pickleback shot.
In fact, everywhere the show is, I'm seeing texts from all over the country saying, yeah, everybody loves picklebacks.
Oh. Wait, this says it's a shot of whiskey followed by a shot of pickle juice.
Yeah, that could be. But Jameson chased with pickle juice. Oh, that sounds crazy.
I mean, it makes sense. It's the same.
It does
sound
terrible.
But I mean, most.
Again, I mean, I like pickles, but.
Okay, this person is rolling the dice on ruining Thanksgiving. Would you like to hear what they're doing? I think this has potential to be funny.
Yeah.
My half-sister was just engaged on Sunday. Her father passed away 4 years ago, so brother-in-law-to-be asked me for permission a few months ago. I really like him a lot, and did give him permission, but I'm going to pull a prank and act like I never gave permission and act upset about the ordeal like he's not good enough for my half-sister, and I'm going to see how far I can take it.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if anybody will buy in because they know we're buds, but I think it's going to be great.
Oh,
I think it's going to be. I agree. I think it will be great.
That'll be awesome.
I think it will be very funny, and you should record it all.
Take it as far as you can.
I would take it as far as making out, or, you know, trying to make out with your half sister. Like,
absolutely,
it's kind of always the go-to.
You think that's the farthest?
I mean, you've got to
have you pet it.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, suggest anything really creepy, but a little bit of feeling up.
Yeah, I mean.
Just looking for lumps.
Make half love to her.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to make your whole fist disappear, but maybe a finger.
This one from mid-Michigan. I'm going to ruin my ex-wife's Thanksgiving because she won't stop harassing me and spreading lies. Happens that her sister has a warrant for arrest, and I happen to know where her sister's going to be.
There you go.
So I'm going to make all those things come together.
Easy peasy.
Oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
This text from the 484, why don't you guys try a pickleback and quit being a bunch of bitches? No. Can't make me.
I mean, maybe.
You're not a man unless you drink alcohol.
I guess.
That's one of the least reasons I'm not a man.
I just, I don't do a lot of shots when I'm with my parents at Thanksgiving.
Why? Are you a girl?
No, I'm a pussy.
Things I've put in my mouth.
That's
you
why.
Think bot? You think JMO and pickle juice is the worst? You be a man.
Mm-hmm.
This one, my father-in-law.
Eat everything you can.
Took too many Klonopin last Thanksgiving and sat in the corner like a heroin junkie.
Nice.
If he does it again this year, everyone just ignores it. But I might punch him right in the nose.
It's just the tryptophan.
What is it?
I don't know what Klonopin is.
Klonopin.
It's a painkiller, isn't it, Rachel?
I think it's an anti-anxiety.
I have a fun one from Facebook. That's what I'm leaving at you
Okay,
for.
Hold on. Klon. Come back to that. We have to do some
Klonopin. How do you spell that?
K-L-O-N?
O-P-I-N?
I think Joe's right.
Seizures, panic disorder, and anxiety.
Oh, yeah, okay. That would really shut you down. Mm-hmm. Rachel, one from Facebook quickly.
One from Facebook quickly. Robin said that her grandma ruined Thanksgiving this year because she broke her arm last night, and it was her basting arm. So their turkey's not getting basted by grandma this year, guys.
Basting arm.
So nobody can lend an arm to grandma?
No, apparently not. Thanksgiving is over for
turkey's going to be so dry.
Basting is literally just squeezing your hand into juice.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.